to know exactly what is happening, what is the light, what is the darkness. We too, when we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we don't want to hear about love, connection, light. These are its qualities, actually. On the contrary, they reject one another. They reject it. We deride it. We disregard it. We just listen reluctantly because we have no other choice. And typically, people who are more egoistic than usual come to the wisdom of Kabbalah. So, after many, many years of development, we start to somehow, with the help of the reforming light that shines to us as a surrounding light, we begin to attain the good that exists in the connection. And all of it is not because of our efforts, but because of the light that shines. And in this way, we come to a state of love covers all transgressions, since without transgressions, you cannot come to love. And love is revealed only when it covers the transgressions. So specifically, the covering of the transgressions will bring us love. And this quality of love is the quality of the upper world, of the upper force, the Creator. It's not love that we know in this world. Love that is inside the ego. Rather, above it, despite it, the ego. When we rise above ourselves, rejecting the quality of the ego, our desire, our nature, and specifically in this rejection called restriction, screen, we bring the reflected light, and in this way we come to the quality of love, which comes entirely from him and moves outwardly towards the other. And no other qualities of ours are included except in order to build above them the quality of love. This is the meaning of love covers all transgressions. Let's hope that we all get there. We start to build in this quality, this covering, this blanket, that all transgressions will be covered by love. It will be as a sukkah, as a tabernacle, as a house, as a roof above.
What
should we do in order that what we have every morning we'll be able to correct until the evening, so tomorrow we'll have a truly new day, truly, and not just one revelation of the earth. And tomorrow will be a new day, meaning we'll receive a new desire, new burdening of the heart, everything new, and begin to work with it already the following day. We finish every day our daily portion that the Creator gives us every day, our ego, heaviness of the heart, the separation between us. How do we realize it throughout the day? Make these days as truly spiritual days. How do we do it?
I'm committed.
Rav, how do I search in the friend flaws, blemishes, in order to turn them into points of connection and love. If it says love covers all transgressions, so how do I find those those transgressions, and how do I work with them in order to turn them into connection and love? Otherwise, we're indifferent to one another. The connection starts from hate, the rejection.
So, what is the order of work in inner search?
I want to increase my love, my connection with the others. I know you can't just do it just like that. I sit idly by, and then, according to my nature, I understand that what gets eggs me on the most is the revelation of my ego in various ways. Either against the others or against myself. Well, sometimes I find myself burning from shame. I failed something, so consequently I approach the search of those flaws. What I don't like about the friends, I criticize the 10. Each and every one. And in that, I discover my places of disconnection from them, that I have to cover them with connection. Connection means love. So it turns out that such a an examination, when I approach it, it's in order to correct something, it's a correction in and of itself. That's something we have to do before each and every degree. It's like saying the slichot, the asking for forgiveness, atonement, before every new year, a new degree. That we check these things in order to correct them. And in that, you also have each shall help his friend. There are many things in that.
What does
it mean to cover it with connection?
In order to scrutinize the evil, cover it with good. So the good and the bad will be like one that covers the other. Love covers all transgressions, and all these transgressions are there so that love can be revealed above them according to the transgressions.
I found a flaw in the friend that is actually a flaw in me. What exactly do I ask for? Not to see the flaw?
No, God forbid.
So what then?
On the contrary, you have to be glad, rejoice about these flaws and torments. I'm happy about the wicked that are revealed.
But what do I ask for?
Now I'm asking for additional power of correction, that despite this flaw, which the Creator created, it's from the same source, now I discover the necessity for bringing to it the force of connection, or the force of good, of love, so that both of them will exist together. Together is already spirituality. I stand firmly on both my feet, and I know this flaw, and I know how I can cover it, and they both work equally, almost. Practically, I'm sorry.
The request is, on the one hand, to keep seeing the flaw, but on the other hand, due to this flaw, to love the friend even more.
Yeah, yes, and these two qualities are revealed, and each one points to his friend, his companion, and from the two, I see how the middle line is built. They're like a scientist, like an investigator, maturely understanding creation on both, from both of these sides. And in the middle line, I'm in adhesion with the Creator. We're both good and bad are just a means in order to reach. More?
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, какой механизм этой работы? То есть, делается.
What is the mechanism in this work? Suppose we see a certain flaw in the friend. I understand that it's a flaw in me. Probably also I have to agree that it's the Creator standing behind the friend, and that all of these are actually my flaws, and then probably gratitude, prayer. What is that gradual mechanism? What is the order of actions in this work?
I try to be in the quality of bestowal and connection and love, above the quality of hate, rejection, and distancing. And I want to feel both. In both, I wish to exist. Certainly, I am in this inner split. I'm unable to. I'm like a child, or maybe like a regular person, as we can see, either on this side or on that side. Either left or right, I want to be in both. Between these two, I find the truth that it's neither, rather the Creator, His uniqueness. There I find the correct answer, the correct eternal connection. This has to be clarified in each one and in all of us together, but at least in each and every one for the time being. Try and see that it's built for you what we call faith above reason.
So what follows is that I see flaws in the left line as if, in the right line I see wholeness and perfection of these qualities, and the middle line is the prayer as a means for connection with the Creator, because the flaws and the perfection, they don't mutually annul each other, and from that you build a prayer, right?
Also, in this way, I'm not going to give you more answers. You want to bring it down to corporeality, you know, superficiality, and I can't answer that. I want this to bring you up. Illness?
Rob, what is a flaw?
A flaw is not something that. A flaw is something that I.
Rob,
during the workshop, you asked us, how do we realize everything that we got today, throughout the day?
Yeah, you need to finish working with the entire ego that you have, that portion, that quota that's revealed in you. All of that ego, you have to realize it, implement it until the end of the day, and tomorrow receive a new ego.
So it follows that during the morning lesson we get a new ego.
During the morning lesson you learn how to work with the ego that you must reveal during the day and correct. Then you'll reach a state where and they shall be as new in your eyes, since each day is truly a new degree.
Вот то, что вы сейчас сказали. Правильно ли я понял,
what you just said, Rav? If I understand correctly, the flaws is what I discover in myself, work on it myself, and love is what we collect in the group?
Yes, for the time being, it's correct.
And in relation to what we're supposed to do during the day, there are many flaws that you see in the friends throughout the day. I have to build a prayer and vikut above it and to reveal love on the next degree during the day. It has to happen throughout the day, or
this has to happen during the day and reach a conclusion at the end of the day when you go to sleep and you're done with all the friends. You're simply finished. You justify them, you connect with them. You're truly whole. Complete. In the morning you wake up. You don't really know. You come here. Somehow you're still you receive a little bit more of the method of correction. It appears to you a little more of it in a new way, and accordingly you begin to discover new flaws, and that's how you advance towards a new day. This is called a day.
Можно сказать, что я вот сейчас выйду с урока.
Is it possible to say that now I'll come out of the lesson, I write down a list of flaws, what I don't like about the friends, and every time I try to overcome that, and the evening I have to end the day in love and adhesion?
You want to end with love and adhesion during the day, each time a flaw is revealed in a friend, and you're seemingly looking for it. And you understand that this flaw is in you. And you're looking for ways to correct it. And that's why a friend is an indication. It's a sign. A friend is a sign that if you see any flaws in him, it's a sign that the flaw is in you and you're asking for correction over your flaw. And then during the day, you correct yourself. Above or
Adam צריך להצליח בזה?
Is a person supposed to succeed at it or
no, succeed. Why not? I have to succeed.
Succeed in what? In loving the friend?
Yes, reach love. I demand of the Creator to help me see, help me understand, help me position these things correctly, as my flaws or the friends, and I'm asking for correction. That's how I come to him. I want to reach love. What am I waiting for? I want these corrections on the spot. Well, I'll wait for the Messiah.
Peter.
Good morning, everyone. When we say flaws, it's what stands in our way of building the wholeness and perfection of the friends of the Creator through the friends. Sometimes during the day, the friends' importance of the goal, they lose.
That'd also be a flaw. I'm not gonna detail those things. You're gonna look for them. Those things. You're gonna become an expert. I'm not getting into all these scrutinies. You need to be prepared sufficiently to make the scrutiny. What is a flaw in the friend? That is a flaw in me, and I'm asking the Creator to correct my attitude towards the friend until I will reach love for him. This is the the way to measure my correction, that I truly corrected myself.
Новосибирск.
Бокертов, Рав.
Good morning, Rav. Usually during the day. You're cooking inside these scrutinies, inside the flaws, and you come to the lesson. On a higher level and reach new scrutiny. The question is how to be above this. In appreciation of the situation, where was I and my flaws and the hate and this and that, and then I can come to the friends and I see that I've risen a bit above it, that I'm more connected with them, or I have to be above it all, meaning to be connected with the Creator, not to be cooking inside the situations themselves, but
my attitude with the Creator and the friends are maintaining that connection with the Creator. Everything I do in order to reach out.
Pascal from Congo has a question. What can really help us implement all the rules that Rabash writes? They seem so difficult.
It is not difficult. It's really not difficult. If we, like children who are playing, if we want to actualize it in the 10, I'm telling you, you still have not made up your mind that you need to do it like children who are playing. As you play with cards, or it doesn't matter what, with four or six people sit, and they play. You did not agree between you that you're going to be playing in the 10 in order to build it. You didn't agree on this. Even like children who are building something as a game, you didn't yet agree on this. You're still, nobody's looking at the other in the 10. So what do you expect to happen? But if you want to actualize it, the actualization, the realization is simple. And it is actually revealed in a gradual, very clear manner from one day to the next. However, you need to finally start doing it and not to wait 10 years more and 10 years more. Yes.
How do I convince my friends that I'm criticizing because I want to increase the love?
You don't need to persuade them. You need to do it, first of all. You have to do it. Why should you persuade them? Do you need to criticize loudly? What? No. So what's the problem then? Criticize to the extent that you can also ask for corrections over this criticism.
How do I approach criticism out of wanting to increase love, to add love?
First of all, you need to be ready for it. Ready. Yes. But without criticism, without a feeling of bad, without being critical, criticizing the friends, you will not be able to reach love. Love is revealed only on top of rejection, hatred, etc.
Good morning, Rav. We have a question. For a long time now, we've had a feeling that the Creator is inviting you to his palace, and you say, this week I'm busy. Maybe next week.
It's like that with everyone. It's not only you, and it doesn't seem to you to be this way. That's how it is with everyone.
So what do we do? How do we not agree to it? Because we're becoming, as they say, thank God I have my Torah and mitzvot, I go to the morning lesson every day, I disseminate.
There is only one solution. One solution. Ask the friends that they will push you inside. The friends will push you, pressure you, kick you, and then you will get in into the king's, the creator's palace. Only in such a way you'll be able to reach there. By yourself, for sure, you will not. Thousands of people come almost to the opening, and then they retreat. He says, he explained there that he goes into the Garden of Eden, and he follows the creator, then he goes ahead of the creator, and then he comes out. This is one of the letters of...
Yes.
Can I ask about the daily task?
I said it several times. What's with you with this?
I didn't quite get it. Throughout the day, I need to search for flaws in the friends.
And correct each and every flaw immediately.
To ask? To
ask? I don't know. You can ask. You can do it yourself. It's your business. But you have to come to the end of the day with all the friends standing in your heart, corrected, righteous, and it's really so. And not that you're fooling yourself. That you really feel that there are no flaws in them. And you don't do it in 5 minutes over all of them. You have to really, really look in each and every one.
During our meetings, we should not talk about that.
No.
And in the end of the day, we also don't talk about it.
During the meetings, we only talk about good things, positive things, not criticism.
And at the end of the day, we also don't talk about it. We don't do any summary of it.
I don't think you should, for now. You'll start passing on to each other all kinds of viruses.
What about inspiration from this exercise, impressions?
This exercise? No. It's as if it